Hey, Flaps, what are we gonna do?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
I've got it. Let's flap over the east side of the jungle. They've always got a bit of action, a bit of a swinging scene, all right?
Ah, come off it. Things are right and dead all over.
You mean you wish they were?
Very funny.
Okay, so what we're going to do?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
Look, Flaps, first I say, what we're going to do? Then you say, I don't know, what do you want to do? Then I say, what we're going to do? You say, what you want to do? What we're going to do? What you want? Let's do something!
Okay, what do you want to do?
Oh, blimey. There you go again. The same notes again.
I've got it. This time I've really got it.
So you've got it. So what we're going to do?
Hold it, lads. Look. Look what's coming our way.
Hey, what in the world is that?
Brought to you by and for the moviegoers of Southern California, you're on 761-3330 for another week of film. Listen fun.
I'm sure get a real job.
You've either got or you haven't got style.
If you got it, you stand out a mile.
A flower's not a flower if it's wilted.
A hat's not a hat till it's tilted. You've either got or you haven't got class.
How it draws the applause of the masses when you wear lapels like the swellest of swells. You can pass any mirror and smile. You've either got or you haven't got.
Got or you haven't got.
Got or you haven't got style.
Da-da. Hey, there's one thing we got here at the movie line, and that's style. That's right, we got style, and you got style for calling us. And, you know, we got on a little late this week, didn't we? Well, I just wanted to say that I'm really sorry, but hey, you know, it's not my fault. It was the guy who makes the tapes. It's his fault. Anyway, I just wanted to say welcome to Paul Mack Presents for the week of August 7th, Tuesday, through August 10th, Friday, 1984, and yes, it is true, we are not going to take input this Friday. However, after you've gone and seen all these wonderful movies this Friday night, well, you can leave a big brand new comment for us on Saturday. Speaking of comments, we have lots from you who participated last week and the weekend before that, and we've also got the final closing chapter of Star Trek The Recording all for you, and lots of fun stuff. So let's get into this tape, and boy, we got style. Whether we're late or not, we got it all right here at 761
3330. That's with Wyatt, Guy, and Studs. Watch those dolls lining up single file. You've either got or you haven't got.
Got or you haven't got. Got or you haven't got.
Got or you haven't got. Got.
And get some clothes on or we'll be late for breakfast.
Hey, Paul, this is Eddie again. This comment does not relate to the movie line. It relates to something else. It relates to between Baba and Galactic Hitchhiker. One question of knowledge. What is going on? I've been listening to it on your tape the whole time, and it's like, I still don't understand what the hell's going on. I mean, it makes no sense. So why don't you fill us in on that on this week's comment, if you can, if you have time, with your fabulous movie line. You know, the great Paul Mack. Okay, well, talk to you later. Bye-bye now.
Well, do I have to tell? Okay, anyway, the the long-fought feud between the Battle of the Phone God, Phone Warriors, and Phone Foes, or were they enemies or friends? I don't know. Same difference. Was a hoax to a certain extent. I just wanted to say, well, in case you missed the last five tapes, we've had some pretty gnarly arguments between Bob Ob, Michael the Galactic Hitchhiker, and, well, Dave K. Glendale just kind of trying to stick his foot in the door, but of course he couldn't get it through the door, so that's why he really couldn't get too far into the conversation. It all started with Bob Ob leaving, just basically a little controversy on the line a few tapes back, saying how much he hated Michael, and just to get Mike ticked off. And Mike's the kind of guy who takes it seriously, and we told Michael not to take it seriously, so Mike calls back and leaves this big long rebuttal. Hey, first of all, Bob, you know, and what we did for the hell of it was we edited his voice. I'm sure some of you will recall that we had him repeating himself several times, and then he got more pissed, and then we had Bob rebuttal to that, and then Michael left a comment the following week, and Bob just happened to be over at the Movie Line studios here and picked up right in the middle of his comment, and they had a real challenge type of thing. And it's like, okay, bum, coming over to my house, dude. You know, it was kind of scary. I know, I was getting worried. But the following week, we taped Michael. We called Mike up, and I had a long conversation with him, and Bob had a long conversation with him. Oh, it's all getting exposed now. And finally, eventually, what happened was we took this conversation. Bob wrote a script. I didn't write it. And we edited in Michael's replies and answers. And that's what you heard last week with Mike apologizing, when in fact, Mike didn't want to apologize. So technically, the phone feud is still going. However, I haven't heard from either one of them, so it's just not within my reach. I can't do anything about it. But I just thought you'd like to know that the whole thing was rigged and planned and fake and fun and probably as interesting as this.
That's gross.
What time does the Walt Disney movie Jungle Book go on?
Jungle Book is starting in 5 minutes.
Oh, great. I'll have one ticket, please.
Adult or child?
Child.
Where is the child?
I'm the child.
You're the child?
Yeah, see my sucker? It's Raspberry.
Wait a minute. You're at least 16 years old.
No, I'm not. See, I even got a yo-yo.
But you're not a child.
That's so loud. Look, I'll pay for an adult, but give me a child's ticket, okay?
Look, see this uniform? I can't do that.
Shh, listen, if any of my buddies catch me going to see a Walt Disney movie like Jungle Book, I'll be laughed right out
of... So don't go see Jungle Book.
Huh?
Next door, we got the Incredible Zits.
I don't want to see the Incredible Zits. I want to see Jungle Book.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I remember Mowgli,
yeah,
and the bear,
sure,
and the snake,
okay,
and the tiger, and
hey,
the monkey.
Hey, Barry, you going to the movies too, huh?
Oh, hiya, Ace. One ticket for the Incredible Zits, please.
There you go. Next.
I see you inside, Ace.
Oh, yeah, right. What time does Jungle Book start?
In 4 minutes, and I can't sell you a child's ticket either.
Why not?
Look, you're at least 16 years
I'm
old.
Not.
You got wrinkles all over your face. Look at the shoes you're wearing.
Rated G. All ages admitted.
Hi, this is Liz in this Hollywood. I have yet another review on the movie Ghostbusters for you guys. Well, Ghostbusters was excellent. Definitely the movie of the summer yet, although I haven't seen Purple Rain yet, and all my friends say Purple Rain's supposed to be super good. We will see. Ghostbusters is great. Everyone says they were disappointed it wasn't what they were expecting, but that's their fault for expecting too much. Hilariously funny movie. Great special effects. Bill Murray, excellent. Steals the show. Should get top billing because the movie was Bill Murray all the way. Acting was great. Everything was super. Again, hilariously funny. Everyone should go see it who hasn't seen it yet. And believe you me, there are still people out there who have not seen Ghostbusters yet. Blows my mind every time I think about it. One question I want to ask y'all is, what happened to the Ghostbusters line? I tried to call and, well, I get a recording that says the number's been disconnected and there's no further stuff. So could you please tell me something about that? Again, go see Ghostbusters. You'll love it. It's great. Have a good one. Bye.
No problem. The Ghostbusters line, 1-800-654-1984, has been disconnected because I guess they ran out of money. That was run by Columbia Pictures. And what it was, well, we didn't run it, in case you thought we did. It was a publicity line, you know, where you call in and you hear Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray speaking about the film. And that's all included in the budget. They spent a lot of money on publicity for that film, including t-shirts, the works. You've seen it all over the place, billboards and all kinds of little gadgets you can buy. And that was just one of the little advertisement things they had for it out there, and it's down. So we can't do anything for you, and neither can they.
Hi, this is Anne from West LA, and I just thought Purple Rain on the opening day, and I absolutely love the movie. If you like Prince, and if you like his music and the way he performs, you will love the movie. A lot of people who are close-minded about Prince and the way he looks and the supposed way that he acts and is will probably feel the same way about the movie, just because the movie is Prince and Prince is the movie. It's the story of his life, but he manages to carry it off so well. And I thought it was a very electrifying performance, and quite a lot of the film is showing him performing supposedly in concert at the small club. And I just absolutely loved it. But I think that however you feel about Prince as a performer, and especially as a singer and a person, is going to show in the way you feel about the movie.
Well, that's what I call speak and run.
I think The Never Ending Story was great. It was a film for all audiences, you know, kids, adults. I cried. It was good. It was a cute film. It was great. It really was. I saw Gremlins and I saw it twice. I liked it the first time. But the second time it was royally stupid. So, if you're going to go see it once only. And I saw Conan the Destroyer and I loved it. Arnold Schwarzenegger has a great body. And, he gave me goosebumps. But, you know, I guess those are the movies I recommend for now. Bye-bye.
Who were you? Leave us your name and the city you're calling from. At least that way, you know, we could agree or disagree with you. Remember, gang, when you leave your movie reviews, don't forget to tell us who you are and where you're calling from. That way we can be sure and send you a lot of, you know, bombs and death threats in the mail and find out your number and announce it on the line. Thank you.
Hey, this is Eddie Van Nuys, and I saw Meatballs 2, and it was a pretty rowdy movie. Pretty funny. Pretty everything. I thought it was as good as the first one. You never know. People have different tastes. I'm going to give the whole thing probably maybe a 6. It'd be better. Okay, well, it's been Eddie. Everybody high from me. Dude, don't get too high, and we'll high you later. Bye.
This is Benatar Fanatic, and boy, do I have news for all you people out there. I found out about Metropolis. The person that's wondering, and now I know. Well, now, for all you people who were wondering about it along with me, let's give you the information. The movie will be out August 9th. Yay! And it's going to be great, okay? And there's going to be a soundtrack, and the soundtrack, I believe, is already released. So everyone rush to the record stores and buy the soundtrack, because I know I am. And it has songs from Queen, Bonnie Tyler, Adam Mann, Patty, of course, and I guess a couple other people. The first video will be out next week from the movie, and it's from Bonnie Tyler. I'm not quite sure what the name of the song is. And, let's see. I haven't really seen any movies except Purple Rain again and again and again. And that movie is so good. I'm sorry. I don't know. It's great. But that's all I have to say. Now you all know about Metropolis. And I'm sure I will be calling in, leaving all these great comments about the movie, of course, because Pat Benatar is going to be in it, of course. So I'll be leaving all these. And it's a story about the year 2080, I think, and all the weird things that go on there, and they have a war somewhere or something. I don't know. It should be interesting. And there's a war between the coal miners or something like that and someone else. I'm not sure. But it's going to be a great movie, so everyone make sure they put down their $5 to go and see it, or $2.50 for matinee. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hello, this is Gypsy. I have something to say about the movie Gremlins. Thought it was so cute, and I want a gizmo, so anyone who has one out there should send it to P.O. Box 926, Alameda, California. And I don't know the zip code, but send me all your gremlins, all your little gizmos, everything. I want it all. Do you hear me? All of it.
That's right. So if any of you guys out there have a gizmo you can send her, well, you know where to send it, and send it to her quick, because she sounds like she needs it.
Hi, this is Karen Grateful Dead, and I'd like to leave a comment about the movie Bachelor Party. I saw this movie, and I thought it was really, really funny. Sure, some parts are really stupid funny, but in all, the movie was funny. I saw Top Secret, too, and that movie just put me to sleep. I thought it was the most dumbest thing ever. I saw that with Flashdance. Another good movie. It's an old movie, though, but I saw it for the first time with Porky's, too, the day after. That movie was pretty funny. This has been Ken, Grateful Dead, and Paul and company. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Is this David Osborne?
Davy Osborne has uncovered a top government secret.
They know where I am.
And enemy spies will do anything to get it.
If you tell anybody about this, we'll break your friend in half.
His only hope...
I'm a strong man, now they're after me!
...is a legendary agent named Flack.
And I'll show you what a real hero would do. Watch this.
Henry Thomas, Dabney Coleman, Cloak and Dagger. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Now at select theaters, check newspapers for locations and showtimes.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
And now we bring you the final chapter of Star Trek The Recording.
Captain, Beecher is a child. I suggest you treat her as such.
Spock. This child is about to wipe out every living thing on Earth. Now, what do you suggest we do? Spank it.
You may proceed.
It's space happy. It thinks I'm its mother. You think I'm completely without feelings, Mr. Spock?
I would say that was a logical assumption, Captain.
V-G-E-R. Feature.
Good. He's using audiovisual association.
V-O-Y-A-G-E-R. Voyager.
Your data is faulty. I am Nomad.
Beecher.
We are the creator.
Non sequitur. Your facts are uncoordinated.
What Beecher needs in order to evolve is a human quality. Our capacity to leap beyond logic.
That is illogical.
I'm going to key the final sequence through the ground test computer.
Decker, you don't know what that'll do to you.
Yes, I do, Doctor.
Decker, don't.
Jim. I want this. As much as you wanted the Enterprise, I want this.
Everyone says I love you, but just what they say it for, I never knew. It's just inviting trouble for the poor sucker who says I love you.
Spock, did we just see the beginning of a new life form?
Yes, Captain. We witnessed a birth.
I think we gave it the ability to create its own sense of purpose. Out of our own human weaknesses.
And a lot of foolish human emotions, right, Mr. Spock?
Quite true, Doctor. Unfortunately... it will have to deal with them as well.
Well, there's no need to be embarrassed about it, Mr. Spock. It happens to the birds and the bees.
Take a pair of rabbits who get stuck on each other and begin to woo. And pretty soon you'll find a million more rabbits who say, I love you.
Report two casualties.
My wits.
Mr. Sulu? Ahead, warp one.
Warp one, sir.
Heading, sir?
Out there. That-a-way.
Horse already plotted. Laying it in, sir.
I see.
During a series of experiments in the naval yards of Philadelphia, David Herdig disappeared into 1984.
We opened up a hole in time, and it stayed open.
One man has fallen through time, but time is running out, and only he can stop the Philadelphia Experiment. Michael Paré, Nancy Allen, The Philadelphia Experiment. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Thank you.
Well, it's about gonna do it this week for our very short week movie line tape. What was that, a week tape, or was it just a short week? Something like that, I don't know. But anyway, I want to thank you all for calling in, and those of you who caught on that I actually put the tape on this week. Sorry we didn't have too many comments, however, it was just kind of a rush deal. I figured, well, I'll make the tape, and, you know, what the heck. Anyway, you're probably wondering why the tape wasn't actually on in time. Well, that's because I've been very busy with my new production. That's right, I'm now starting a new film. For those of you who did not get a chance to see my last one, Obliteration, there will be announcements on upcoming tapes of a place where you can go see this one and the last one before that, The Visitant. So The Visitant and Obliteration can be seen, and we will be giving out tickets. This will be screening at the New Art Theater. However, details will be coming up in upcoming tapes. Other things to announce, oh yes, my new film, which is The Blender Caper. We will also give you further details on that as it progresses, and an official announcement of the beginning of production will officially be announced in about a week or so, and we'll let you know about that. A couple other things I'd like to mention before we leave you tonight. The baseball game will be happening on August 18th. Those of you who would like to participate in the game, you only got a short time to do it, so give Dennis DeCrepo a call on his input line at 508-7448, or if you'd like to play for Observatory, call him on his input line at 716-9242. Let these guys know you'd like to play and they'll get back to you, but do it real quick. And another reminder, the movie line changeover, the big brand new party we're going to be throwing out here for the lots of new things we're getting, will be happening real soon. I'm not going to tell you when yet. That includes the Gopher Twins and two new numbers. That will be announced sometime in September, okay? So stay with us for that. And I think that's about it, all except for, don't forget to call the Dual Face Conference at 761-1330. And don't forget to call Observatory on Saturdays and Sundays to hear the movie line tapes from 2 weeks ago. That's right, and you can do that at 702-0429. Thanks for calling, you all, and y'all have a good one. And remember, we got style.